Hey guys, Jen Bruno-Smith here from the High Rollers Club. I am here with Liz Martin. She is my amazing makeup artist that I've been working with for like five years. Which, as you guys know in the industry, it's actually pretty rare to have a relationship that lasts that long with a makeup artist or another vendor. So I just figured that we would do a quick interview and talk about what makes it work for us. And Liz, how do we find, tell me about your business first. Tell me about what you do when you're not here doing hair and makeup for me every day of the week.
Yep. So I've been a licensed esthetician for 16 years now. So when I'm not working with Jen, makeup-wise, I do a lot of pageants. I do a lot of brides. I do a lot of different photography, not a lot of boudoir. Jen's kind of the one and only for that. So I do a lot of headshots, corporate headshots. And then when I'm not doing makeup and hair, I have a spa up in North Wilmington. We're actually going to move to Christiana soon and expand, so it'll be a salon as well. But I do the permanent makeup eyebrows, I do facials, I do waxing, I specialize in brow shaping.
She's the queen of all things brow and face.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think makes it work with us? Like, we've been working together for so long, and the one thing I hear from photographers like everywhere is, how do I find a makeup artist that I can work with and can keep working with? So what do you think makes it work?
Well, I think
both. Besides the fact that you love me. Mm. <Thank you. laughs> And have you booked until the end of next year.
Right. I think availability is one of the main things. I think being able to do both is really a big thing, like makeup and hair. A lot of photographers, you know, they'll find makeup artists, but, you know, that makeup artist doesn't know how to do hair, or the other way around. I think that we both have the passion for running our own businesses, so we both respect each other in that aspect. You know, respect each other's time. You know, you're trying to run a business, I'm trying to run a business. So the easier we make it for each other, the better it's gonna be. I think that's the main thing that works. And I like to really be available. So if there's any makeup artists out there that are watching that are like, how do I get into, you know, photography, just really make sure you're available. You know, photographers only going to ask once or twice, and if you're too hard to book, then they're just going to move on.
That's really good advice, and that's very true. And I tell that to my students a lot too, that whenever clients inquire, you need to respond quickly and you need to be right on it. And I think it's the same with makeup artists.
Absolutely.
Too. So you're running your own business and you have been probably longer than I have. So what is your number one piece of advice to all of the business owners that are watching?
Caring. I would say caring about clients, because if you don't have the client is your business. Right. I think people, you know, they think they can burn a few people along. My number one thing is, I'm not going to burn anybody. I'm not going to let anybody have anything bad to say about my business. If there's somebody that, you know, had a bad experience, or, you know, not as good as they wished, I'm going to make it, you know, known that I care. I think a lot of people, they get into business and they're like, oh, well, if they don't like me, then screw them. But, you know, that client is your business. If you make your client happy, that client's going to go out and tell 10 of their friends, oh my gosh, you know, Jen Smith was just amazing. And you know, I've never had a photographer like her. So, you know, and that's what kind of, so caring about not only your client, but your business and the look of it and what people think about it. Cause, it doesn't take long to get burned, especially around here too.
Small state. That's great advice. So one thing that Liz is notorious for is when she comes in, hair and makeup is done in 45 minutes to an hour, no matter who walks through my door, no matter what they look like, no matter what their hair looks like. Every time she does it, it amazes me because they look incredible every single time. So I'm sure there are makeup artists watching. I know there are photographers watching that want to tell their makeup artists some of these things.
Yep.
So what are your tips? Like, how do you work so fast? How do you do it? And how do you make them look so good every single time?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, actually, I have a process. So I do the eyes first.
Oh, wait, did I hear you say that you have a system? You guys haven't heard me say that before, right? Systems work no matter what profession you're in, right? Mm-hmm. So, sorry.
No, that's actually mm-hmm. because I have a system, and the more you implement it, the faster you get. It's like how you say every time, you know, the client sits down, I hear you say the same things every time. Yeah. And it flows. So just like that with makeup, I apply it in a certain step-by-step system so that I'm not slowing myself down. Like I do the eyes first because then the powder drops under the eyes. So why would I do the foundation first? Right.
That's a big difference that I see other makeup artists mm-hmm, doing is yeah. they'll do the foundation first and then they have to, then they'll do the eyes and then they have to redo
the foundation. Go back and touch up. Right.
Yeah. It makes total sense.
Yeah. It's saving you a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So, but I've been doing it for 16 years. And in the beginning, when I used to go to Philly to try to get my portfolio together, oh my gosh, I remember this one photographer was like, I love you. You're a great artist, but man, you take forever. Mm-hmm. And it was like an hour and a half, and so you have to, the more you do it, the better you get.
Right.
You implement that system and it starts to work for you. Right. And, now the girls that work with me, like Madison, sometimes she comes for, when I can't come for Jen, I taught her my system and she's right on time.
Yeah.
So, it's just really finding what works for you and that kind of thing.
The other thing that I see you doing that, other hair and makeup artists don't necessarily do when they work with me is, or like when they do actually like my hair and makeup, mm-hmm. is they'll set the hair first.
Yes.
And why do you do that? Why do you set the hair before mm-hmm. you do the makeup?
So I do that because one, it's not in their face when I do their hair.
Oh, that's true.
Second, because when you set hair, it's cooling in the shape that you set it into. So usually I'll curl the whole head, but around the face, I use the rollers. So it's cooling. So when you take that set down, the curl actually is going to stay and it's going to, be nicer and smoother.
Right.
It makes it last longer. Especially for those girls where, I curl their hair and I'm like, don't touch it, or pick it up and place it.
Right.
So that's why I do that. And plus it saves a little bit of time, because you're not going back and fixing again.
Right. That's a great idea. And do you have any advice for photographers when they get clients with like really thin hair? Like, because we see that a mm-hmm. lot and it's like super thin, but you make it always look not so thin. So do you have any advice?
Teasing is number one. Also, especially if you're not shooting a lot from the back, you can really do a lot with the back. That's what I learned from headshots, doing headshots a lot, is that, you can do as much as you want up here and that's what's going to matter. So the back, if you have to take some sides from the back and push it forward to make it look like it has more hair. But other than that, teasing and really good products.
Yeah.
And just making sure everything's nice and smooth, before you do it.
That's good advice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what is your number one pet peeve as a makeup artist? What would be like the number one thing that if someone would do, you'd be like, I'm not working with them again. Like, is there one thing that just really, hopefully it's not something that I do.
No. I really hate.
You're like, Jen, this one thing that you do every single day.
I really hate snotty people. Yeah. I'm a makeup artist, but that doesn't mean I'm, less important than a doctor. Yeah. I make people feel good for a living.
I call you my better half.
Yes. So
that's true. I couldn't do my job without you.
Right. And, brides, they wouldn't look as beautiful if it wasn't for me. Or, so I feel like when you get snotty people that are like, you're just a makeup artist, that bothers me because it's like,
it's obnoxious.
One, I probably make more money than you do, lady,
Right,
But no, I actually had one client. She was, I can't say her name, but she's a very, very, very well-off, well-known person in the state. And she was...
You can tell me after we stop recording.
Yeah, I'll totally tell you. But I was doing her makeup and her dog came in and she was like, well, this isn't going the way we wanted it to, is it? And I was like, she's literally talking to her dog. And like, and the funny thing is she liked it. She paid me. I didn't charge her any extra because I'm not, you know, I'm not, oh, she has so much money. Yeah. I'm going to charge her this. And didn't leave me a tip. And then 2 weeks later, I asked if I was available again. Her assistant called me. Nope. No, thank you. I don't care how much money you have. Right. If you can't treat me like a human being, that is my biggest pet peeve. That is the only thing that...
That's obnoxious.
Yep. Nope. I will not work with you. And I've actually had to fire clients.
Yeah, because of that. Yep. Yeah, who wants to work with someone that doesn't respect your time or... Mm-hmm.
Or talks to or their dog when you're sitting there like, oh, doggy.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is obnoxious.
Yeah, that's... it hasn't happened... That's probably the worst I've ever experienced. Right, right. But, you know, she'll never get me again. So she can go treat other people like that.
Right.
Yeah. So, but other than that.
That's good advice. Yeah. Treat everyone how you want to be treated.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, clients, professionals, you know, there's nothing wrong with being kind.
Absolutely. So. No, you're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much. You're welcome. This has been really helpful. Cool. I know you're really busy today. Thanks for taking the time.
Of course.
Thanks everyone for watching. You can find me on the High Rollers Club. Make sure you join our Facebook group. If you have any questions, you can always send me out a DM. Have a great day. Over, you just can't breathe.